How do you feel about yourself? Are you comfortable with who you are? When you think about your self-worth, have you ever wondered how you create such an evaluation of yourself? That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm Coach C, and you're listening to Inside Pitch on TW3Radio.com. As a baseball coach, you find yourself dealing with a lot of issues, and a lot of those issues have nothing at all to do with baseball. You end up in this position because of the off-field problem has carried over into the clubhouse, the dugout, or even the field itself. And since I spent more time with the players than just about anybody else, their problem became my problem. And the problem I had to deal with most was the problem of self-worth. Why do you feel great about yourself sometimes and not so much at others? What factors influence this? At first glance, it's easy to make assumptions about self-worth. We know we feel good when people compliment us, so it's a normal thing that self-worth is created by outside influences. At the same time, criticism from those around us can equally tank your self-worth in a handful of harsh words. The problem is a lack of understanding of self-worth. We ignore the word self and focus too heavily on the added word worth. Perhaps we do this because we're more concerned with how we value ourselves than how we get to that value. What we don't realize is just how much of this value comes from inside. To clarify things, let's look at a few items which do not determine your self-worth, along with a turnaround to show you where self-worth should come from. Getting things done. Knocking things off your to-do list looks pretty impressive. The more you accomplish in a day, the better person you are, right? Sure, your boss loves it when you get things done, but how much does this really matter? Instead, ask what makes you feel accomplished. You might have gotten a lot of things done, but did any of them matter to you personally? How about your career path? You have a great job and you make lots of money. It sounds like a dream come true, doesn't it? Or is it really? Someone is always going to be impressed by a fancy title or a six-figure salary. But neither of these things say anything about job satisfaction. Are you being fulfilled? If not, your self-worth is going to take a hit. What matters is how much you love what you do, not how much money you make. Let's look at your platform. How many followers do you have on social media? How many times have your posts been shared, liked, or commented on? It's very easy to think these numbers reflect our value. After all, a higher number must be a good thing rather than a lower number with no regard to the quality of these contacts. And then there's the question of whether or not these interactions are genuine. Look, numbers don't matter. Self-worth comes from how much we like what we're saying and doing in our lives, not from what someone else thinks of our activities. How about your physical self? It's not uncommon for people to spend thousands of dollars on their appearance every year. This is between gym memberships, plastic surgery, the right wardrobe. We half kill ourselves to look younger and fitter, and we do this so that we'll be loved and respected by those around us. When you're continually trying to change how you look, you can't help but feel like you're not good enough. If you're working to improve yourself, this needs to be for you, not somebody else. Remember, your attention on your health and taking care of yourself is a reflection on how much you value yourself. In other words, take care of you for you and not someone else. Our peers, where do you think you should be right now? If you're comparing yourself as a way to establish where you should be in your life, the only person you're going to hurt is yourself. There's always going to be somebody further along on your career path than you are. Your peers are going to marry and have children, maybe even before you find your significant other. You're always going to feel behind somewhere. If you allow your self-worth to be wrapped up in these things, you're never going to feel like you're good enough. Instead, hit your milestones at your own pace. Fully embrace who you are as you travel your path, at exactly the speed that's best suited to you. Every time something goes right, you feel wonderful. But what happens when you fail? I'm talking about achievement. When you get wrapped up in thinking your ability to get it right has to do with your self-worth, you're guaranteeing disaster with every accident or mistake you make. Instead of thinking failure has anything to do with you, accept it as a normal part of the process. Just because something went wrong doesn't mean it has to define who you are. Accept a responsibility for the mistake and move on. Remember, this is only one more lesson learned, and nothing more. Let's look at relationships. Are you single? Are you married? Or are you just in a relationship with somebody? Anytime you start defining your self-worth by the person you're with, you're asking for trouble. People are going to let you down. This is pretty much guaranteed. But where does this leave your self-worth when this happens? Rather than worry about your ability to be loved by somebody else, consider your feelings regarding yourself. Do you enjoy who you are as a person? And this is serious. Are you in love with you? If you're not sure, it might be time to spend some time with yourself rather than someone else. Why not make a date with yourself and spoil yourself silly? Learn all over again just how wonderful you really are. How many zeros are in your bank account? You know, we all love having money. Money does make the world go round in many, many ways. But just as money can't buy happiness, it can't buy self-worth. So instead of looking at money as a status symbol, consider the role it plays in your life. Money should be nothing more than a means for dealing with the basic necessities of life. There's more value to be had in the content of your character than in the contents of your wallet. When it comes to academics, do you get good grades? Do you have a fancy degree? Are you a member of a certain society? All of that sounds great. But defining your self-worth by how you perform academically is incredibly damaging. One bad grade, maybe a failure to graduate, can entirely destroy your self-worth. And it will send you into a spiral that only ends in you feeling worthless and stupid. It's okay to feel pride in your academic achievements. Instead of making a value judgment about these accomplishments, it's better to embrace the traits which made these accomplishments possible. That's your willpower, your perseverance, your ability to get things done. All these things have brought you to this point. This is what you need to feel good about. What are you known for? Sometimes we get caught up in our labels. We think of ourselves in terms of our personality traits. For example, you might think of yourself as an angry individual, or maybe a serious person, or always having to be the comedian. Sometimes these labels have to do with our health. We think of ourselves as being a diabetic or a cancer patient and nothing else. The problem with labels is that they never tell the whole story, nor do they define you. And too often it's these labels that hold us back more than anything else. We use them as excuses, not to try, or as reasons why we will fail. Look, why don't we all take a step back from labels? Think of yourself as being made up of many, many parts. Sure, you might have cancer, you might be a diabetic, but you're still you with all of your other accomplishments. Don't get caught up in being your label to the point where you lose everything else in the process. If you're not sure who you are, make a list of all the roles that you play and think about how all of them contribute to the amazing person you already are. When it comes to our past history, well, that can be pretty brutal. We all go through stuff, some good stuff and some bad stuff. But using your past history as a means of identifying who you are and what value you have can leave you crushed and broken. You become stuck in the victimhood of a situation, and that situation ended a long time ago. You're stuck in a place you never wanted to be in the first place. Your self-worth crumbles under this kind of pressure, and you can never be more than you are right now. This is one of those complicated traits. The only way through this is to do some work on yourself. This might be a situation where therapy might be the best solution. Whether you choose to handle these feelings alone or with help, the outcome needs to be the same. You cannot allow your past to define who you are or to determine your self-worth. Instead, why not focus on how just incredible you are right now? After all, you've made it this far, haven't you? The last thing I want to talk about today is confidence, even if you don't feel it. That old saying, fake it until you make it, well, it's never been more meaningful than when dealing with confidence issues. Confidence is the most important personality trait you can develop in order to better deal with life's transitions, both personal and professional, and to take the risks to ensure your continued success. Some ways to project confidence, even if you don't feel it, include: 1, be optimistic. Do you see the glass as half empty or half full? If you see the glass as half empty, you're not likely an optimist and could experience feelings of low self-worth and doubts. Seeing the glass as half full places you in the optimist category and shows that you look for opportunity rather than failure. 2, don't take yourself too seriously. When you allow yourself to loosen up and enjoy life, you're more relaxed in demeanor, and most people find that refreshing. Most of us have to deal with stress and intense situations every day, so to be around someone who can relax is a real pleasure and can garner admiration. 3, pay attention to others. Making eye contact and listening intently to those you're engaged with is a must when attempting to project confidence. If you constantly look around the room or up at the ceiling when you're conversing, you seem less trustworthy and less like someone who demands admiration. 4, dress the part. Whatever you want to succeed at in life requires a certain look. Do you want to rise to a CEO level? Stop dressing in jeans and t-shirts. Show others with your looks that you're ready to step into the position, even if you're a lot lower on the ladder. 5, what's your language? When you speak clearly. What's your own language to be sure you're not using buzzwords or contradictory language or interject phrases such as, you know. That's referred to as conversational clutter, and you need to avoid this at all cost. 6, accept and give compliments. Accept compliments about your accomplishments gracefully by simply saying thank you, and give compliments to others when warranted. Accepting compliments show that you realize the value in what you've done, and giving compliments show that you consider yourself a judge of good character. Projecting a certain amount of confidence, even when you don't feel it, shows that you're ready to meet challenges head on. Sometimes we don't yet have the knowledge or skills it takes to perform at the top of the game, but you can project determination and enthusiasm to meet any challenge. If any of these items sounded a little too familiar for comfort, take heart. Take the focus off your worry about what the world thinks about you. Instead, concentrate your own thoughts and opinions as to your value. Even with a different focus, you might find you still have some issues in how negative your own thoughts might be regarding your own value. These are areas where some work might be needed, as well as you need to shift your focus over to a more positive point of view. When this happens, you're going to feel quite a change. Life is going to look a lot more positive and successful right within your reach. Hey, the light just came on, and that means we're done for the day. Let me know how you handle issues with your self-worth. You can leave a message for me at coachc.live. Again, that's coachc.live. I'd love to hear from you. I'll see you next week. This is Coach C, and you've been listening to Inside Pitch on TW3Radio.com.